Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I understand why that would be the one guy you'd want to get a selfie with or an autograph of as well. Although I think a lot of Red Sox fans, ready for a big market segue, Stiz, would want to get the autograph of Red Sox ace and top pitcher Garrett Crochet, who's going to be on the bump tonight against the Yankees. I think he's probably the guy you would want to have on the mound to kick off a very important three-game weekend series at Fenway between the Nation and the Empire. You're listening to WEI Afternoons. Andy Hart on vacation, Ted Johnson, Father's Day weekend off. You got Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Mego, Miss Megan Onalini, and of course the Ball Hawk, Dan Ball, coming to you from our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio at America's most beloved ballpark. As we get into our preview of Red Sox Yankees and talk about the impact that Garrett Crochet could have tonight and what kind of win, or rather, excuse me, what kind of start we think he needs to have, let's first quickly run through our winners of the week, because it's been a big week. Every week is a big week in Boston sports. Real quick, I'm going to go with, so my winner of the week in Boston sports, guys, Chaim Bloom. Right? Now see, that's unexpected. Like, wait, Chaim Bloom? I mean, wouldn't you just give it to Sox fans for getting a couple more wins than losses? Maybe the youth movement being underway.
Or we're giving it to a guy who's not currently in Boston.
Yes, he was tasked with trading away someone who was inarguably a top five player right now in baseball, potentially could have been one of the 10 best players in franchise history. So his first job was to trade away Mookie Betts, and he got donuts on the dollar at best in return. He was too in love with holding on to the draft picks as well, and ultimately just wasn't the right fit. So out he goes, and in, of course, comes everybody's favorite Breslow, as Alex Cora continues steering the ship. I don't know exactly what kind of relationship Bloom and Cora had, but what I do know is this. The draft picks were pretty damn good. In 2021, in the fourth pick overall, you'd make the obvious choice of someone you didn't expect to fall into your lap with Marcelo Meyer. And then the next year with the 79th overall pick, which is a comp pick for E-Rod,
yep,
you take Roman Anthony, who comes in as the number one prospect in baseball and is the main reason why all these young whippersnappers are staring inside our studio window and excited to get out there. You guys want to see Roman Anthony tonight or what? Look at this kid's flexing. Yeah, let me see it, buddy. Let's go. People are excited for Roman Anthony. The youth movement is legitimately adding, as Alex Cora told us here, Dan, on Wednesday, a jolt and some energy to the dugout, to the stands, to the dialogue. And I hate to say it, but we have Chaim Bloom to thank for making those picks. So a tip of the cap to you, Mr. St. Louis Cardinals baseball executive, for doing a damn good job when the moment was right and you had to make the picks.
And something else that I'm kind of gaining a little bit more appreciation for is it seemed like there was at least a consistent communication between ownership to executive level, front office, and then down to the manager, where I think one of the biggest continuing issues that we come back to is there's no real semblance of a plan, and it seems like what Breslow wants executed and what Cora wants executed are two completely different things. So,
wait, with Chaim Bloom?
Yeah.
Dude, Chaim Bloom's the one who told Rafael Devers when he signed that contract he was going to be a third baseman for the foreseeable future.
I'm giving him a pass on
that
for right now.
Spring training.
Yeah.
Which is Cora going like, that guy's not here anymore.
Yeah. No, whatever he told you doesn't matter.
But were there, while he was here, were there the kind of questions about their communication that we have?
I wouldn't paint his time here as, like quite a successful front office to clubhouse marriage.
Okay.
I think
that's
it was
fair.
Pretty strange.
I think there was a disconnect between Cora and Bloom as well. And that may lead you to then ask, well, is it an Alex Cora issue?
But speaking of the clubhouse slash front office, can I give you what I wanted to say before the break, an idea for your show?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Okay. Next thing that you guys decide to bet on. Whether it has to be during baseball season.
Sure.
Next thing that you bet on, the loser has to ask Alex Cora for an autograph while he comes in here.
That's the best fantasy football
punishment.
And
you can't tell him that it's a bit. Ask for yourself.
Oh, my God.
Like, bring your own little jersey and say, can you please sign this for me?
By the way, would you mind autographing?
And you have to say, Mr. Cora.
Oh, my God. My spine almost crawled out of my back.
Can you please sign this for me, Mr. Cora?
Okay, so just again to qualify, so next time there is some sort of show bet, like let's say I say to, like if I were to say to
you,
Andy,
and Andy
like,
are arguing, and but that's, does just, you want to bet something on it?
That's from 2 to 6.
Okay.
So let's say we decide, like I say the Red Sox are going to sweep this weekend, and he says no, they won't, and we bet on it. So the loser of that bet would have to ask Cora for an autograph. That's outstanding. Yeah. Done.
Like when he comes in, hey,
hold us through that, Dan.
Oh, that's, Mr. Cora, could you please autograph this for me?
Love that.
The loser, of the next quiz was Stiz with you two guys.
Oh, God.
there isn't enough bitching already.
So while it was not a perfect marriage, it did bear some excellent fruits. It's almost sort of like, you know, when people get divorced, but man, their kids are amazing. Picking Anthony and picking Meyer gives Heim Bloom a nice little shine for me this week here in Boston with the Sox. Mega, who do you have?
Okay, mine's pretty easy. It's Leah Anthony. I mean, we all knew immediately once the camera focused on her during that game. Like, okay, she is gorgeous, like superstar gorgeous. But in doing some research on her, doesn't even matter. Apparently, Roman Anthony's mom is a physician's assistant, and I don't know if she's in medical school exactly to become a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you hear her on the Greg Hill show, and she's getting all these social media followers. What you got to love about it, she doesn't need it.
No.
Because she's smart.
Are
so she's
you
got this,
single?
Like,
Yes, I am.
Okay. She doesn't need any of that. Like, she can have it if she wants, but she doesn't need it because she's a smarty. We find out she's in school. She's going to be something in the medical profession, which is way better than anything that us idiots do, anything revolving around sports.
What are you talking about?
It's like, what are the Anthony just seems to have the greatest kids in the world looking at him.
Maybe Anthony wins. My favorite is, see, I'd give it to Anthony, first of all, for being the patriarch. The papa of that incredible family, and the fact that his son's name is Anthony, like George Foreman, like, George Foreman. This is my son, George. Here's my other son, George. Here's my third. He had
endlessly
five George
bizarre.
And
so
five strange. Sons named George Foreman. But the fact that there's Anthony, with his son, Anthony, and of course, the quarter zip is down. The chest hairs were popping, two chains. I mean, it was just chef's.
You got to love us Italians. What can I say?
Oh, my God. Tolini. That's right.
Tolini.
Leah Anthony made quite a remark. I want to ask this before we get to yours. Dan Ball, do you believe Leah Anthony has already achieved velvet rope status wherever she goes in Boston?
I would have to imagine she's well on her way.
I think she would have that before this. She's a great looking girl.
Yes, but no.
She'd be allowed in the autograph line.
She would. Yeah, she would not get kicked out of the autograph line or many other places. But I think it's to a point now where she became such a star so quickly here in town that it would have to almost be like she gets to dine in the corner, like at the private
team. Oh, yeah. I think you kind of teased this a couple days ago, but barring a disaster, they feel like royal family in Boston territory,
primed.
Or they are at least well on their way.
Oh, my God.
Based on the franchise.
What are you doing, like, the Italian fingers over there?
It's so fun. I can't help it. All right, Dan Ball.
My culture is not your costume.
Mi dispiace. All right, Dan, who do you have, buddy?
I was going to nominate Mike Vrabel. I want to go a step more specific than that. And Mego, I want to get your thoughts having been there for camp this week. The Patriots defense, and specifically their secondary. I feel like the praise that the Patriots were given for the build that they did during free agency, adding on all levels, has absolutely transferred over into every point of camp. I know it's not, you know, not as competitive it's going to be during training camp. There are still plenty of things that we're going to learn more about the defensive front, but it seems like they've checked every single offseason box so far. So that would be my nominee.
I'm pretty high on the defense.
Yeah.
I think that it's tough because at this time of year, like Mike Vrabel has said to us over and over again, it's passing camp, guys. What are you looking at? What do you think you're looking at? It's passing camp. As if we're just, you know, watching them basically do 75% walkthroughs, which is fine. It's all to say, like, I think it's okay to see who they signed and that everybody's healthy and participating for the most part and be like, yeah, I'm high on that defense. It's certainly going to be better than last year's.
Right.
But I do feel that we're still, aside from the skill position players where you can get a better sense of what they're doing in minicamp and how they're looking and if they understand where they're supposed to be on the field during these walkthroughs, defensively, when you're not hitting, it is, there's only so much you can break down with the guy's footwork, you know? Right.
No pads, no hitting, no contact, just minimal contact at best. Yeah. And, you know, I remarked during OTAs when people were flipping out online, like, look at how long Drake May throws this. Look at Kyle Williams tracking the ball 75 yards. Yeah, it's against air. There's no press coverage. There's no safety over the top. There's no stakes beyond just, I hope I catch this ball in front of 15 people working for CLNS, NBC Sports Boston, and WE.
Why are you calling out CLNS like that?
Have their iPhones. There's the first one.
Why? Because they have like 8 people down there?
Hundreds. God, John Zanis has the, like a John and Kate plus 8 family people down there.
Every mini God, love them. Every mini camp I go to, it's like there's a new 22-year-old who's there. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
All right, you guys.
CLNS just pumping them out like Philip Rivers' wife. Jesus. Unbelievable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Christian.
The pitch is
swung on and missed. He got him. Fastball 94 miles an hour. Great job by Greg Weissert. Everybody exhales.
The Weiss guy getting it done. Earlier this week, you heard the call by the Phlegm Dog, who's going to be alongside our pal Sean McDonough tonight.
Dude, that's a
on the broadcast.
Nickname. That's what, a gross nickname.
What is it?
Phlegm Dog.
I heard someone call him the Phlegm Dog.
I don't like that.
You don't like
gross.
That?
No.
Hey, got him!
That's a good impression, but thank that's you. A gross nickname.
Yeah, I know.
Phlegm Dog is not
what
it.
Why don't we actually, maybe he'll stop by and we can help give him a new nickname.
You should ask him for an autograph.
All right. If Sean McDonough comes by, will we ask him for an autograph?
I feel like he'll take that as you being sarcastic or something. Like, that's not going to go well. I'm just playing it out in my head right now. I feel like that's going to create a very awkward dynamic. That's not fun awkward.
Yeah. Oh, it's fawkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
I did.
Go ahead.
I did. I dare you. I did. How about that? That's part of the fun of sitting in the host chair. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WEEI Afternoons. Mego, Ballhawk, and Fitzy in here with you. Andy Hart on vacation. Ted taking an early Father's Day weekend. So we hope those guys are someplace comfortable, warm, beverage, or as Ted told us before, task in hand. He takes his weekends off and just wants to get stuff done. So hopefully he's getting some stuff done. We're getting some stuff done. Happy to keep you guys company until 6 o'clock, at which point our pal Christian Arcan, I don't like it. I don't know about you guys, but we'll see what happens tonight on the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show, 7:10. First pitch. Are we happy that Garrett Crochet is on the mound for game one against the Yankees in this pivotal series, Mego? Because on the season, 6-4, 2.35 ERA, leads Major League Baseball with 14 starts, 88 innings pitched. So he's streaking towards a career high in innings pitched. Maybe, just maybe, this guy gets to 200 innings pitched this season, which would be monumental and a hell of an achievement. But then again, he's a well-compensated ace entering the prime of his career. However, in his one start against the Yanks, six innings pitched, five hits, five earned runs. I heard the midday guys saying perhaps if he has another rough outing against the Yanks, he will be our tall left-handed Garrett Cole. Great against the rest of the league with one particular team he has a hard time pitching against. What do you think?
You know, if that's what he is, I'm fine with it at this point. Like, it'd be sad that it's against the Yankees, but he's far and away your ace, the best part of your start of your rotation. Like, I haven't bought into, okay, they fixed Walker Buehler and they're figuring things out with the starters. Like, it's way too soon. It's way too close with what you just went through last week with the pitchers. So, and the strain that you put on your bullpen. So I feel great about Garrett Crochet going out there today, and hopefully it's a little bit of a redemption arc for him against this team. But even if he ends up being Garrett Cole, like, great, then you have Garrett Cole. Like, that's still better than anybody else on your staff by far.
Right. I mean, I think 29 other teams would probably say, sure, we'll take Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Just try to have him not pitch to Raffy Devers too often. Oh, if only Raffy Devers could face Garrett Cole on the regular as well. Out for the season with the TJ surgery. Dan, how do you feel about Garrett Crochet tonight? And what do you think the what are the odds that he comes out tonight and doesn't maybe dominate, but it puts in a quality start against the Yanks?
I'm more than willing to believe that the game you saw last week was an anomaly. I think there's plenty of a sample size of games around it that he doesn't feel like the kind of individual, let alone pitcher, that's going to really be bothered by the noise of the rivalry. And, oh, the Yankees are the big rival. I have to show up in these games or something. Or my legacy is going to end up being tarnished by this. So I don't see him being a kind of guy that's going to repeat that. And all of a sudden it becomes a mental block for him. I'm more than confident.
Dude, I don't even think it's about legacy. Like, I know with somebody like Crochet, because of what he's getting paid and his standing in the league, everybody immediately wants to make it a legacy conversation. If he can't go up against the Yankees, what does he mean as a member of the Red Sox?
Mm-hmm.
It's about keeping your head above water.
Right.
Like, I feel like this fan base is so quick to, you win back-to-back series, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're moving up from fourth place. Don't worry, guys. Like, aside from the Yankees, the division is still open. You can climb up there. Like, I'm not bought on the rotation being fixed. And so you need Crochet just to get through these games so that you can at least depend on one guy out of every 5 days of, okay, he's going to go five innings. And if he gets yanked after that, it's because he's on some stupid analytical pitch count from the clubhouse/front office.
Right. Whoever's making that decision. Dan, I would hazard a guess. Tell me if you think this is, if this is cuckoo town.
Okay.
I would hazard a guess that Garrett Crochet has an excellent start tonight, but tomorrow's starter, Hunter Dobbins, who had a great relief performance a week and a half ago. Hey, I'm sorry. I should say Andy Pettit's nephew, Hunter Dobbins.
Godson.
Yeah, godson.
Yeah.
Excuse me, of course, yes.
Right.
And when Andy Pettit's godson, Hunter Dobbins, starts tomorrow, I say Crochet has a good start tonight, but Dobbins, who had that great relief effort about a week and a half ago against the Angels in that Monday night 7-6 loss, and
right,
had a great start against the Yankees, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his just desserts or a couple balls get smacked. I could see them flipping parts, basically.
What gives you that conclusion with Dobbins? I feel like he's, I mean, everything that we've heard from Alex Cora about him is that he is also a guy who doesn't seem to be bothered that much by the noise and the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of things floating around him in his last start when he pitched against the Yankees, because that was when the original story had come out about him. So
yeah, but that's him like playing up to fans. I mean, that's him brown-nosing to Red Sox fans.
Yeah. So, okay, that part I understand.
Like, that's not noise. That's him playing to the fan base.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you still had the
service 101.
You still had all of
the Yankees too. Hooray!
Exactly. Never in a million years they'd be the last team that I play for. Like, that's
are
not
you out
noise.
Of your mind?
That's calling attention to yourself.
No, she's not, Ted.
Well, the noise would then come. I mean, you're playing on the road, so I'm sure he had to hear plenty about those conversations. I mean, they interviewed Chaz Chisholm in the middle of the inning about, oh, what did you think of Hunter Dobbins' comments? And he had
to hear. I just think noise is when it's coming from your own backyard, and now it is because you look goofy for telling that lie, whether it's your dad's lie or your own. Like, they played it up, as you said, on Sunday Night Baseball, and now you look goofy. Like, that's real noise now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, For some reason, Dan, I won't say that it's karmic, but I just have this feeling like if between the two, if there were one guy that I could see the Yankees turning it around on. Just something about, like, is he really this good? He's got a 4.2 ERA in the season, and he's been excellent. He's only given up, let's see, over his last five starts, the earned runs have been 1.4, 2.13. So he hasn't been lit up or blown up any time recent. But I don't know. I could see Crochet. It's a good night for baseball. Going to be a lot of eyeballs on the game tonight. Premier broadcast team here on the Red Sox Radio Network. I could see him rising to the challenge of this is a big game, playoff-like atmosphere. He's built for this. Hunter Dobbins, we're not exactly sure what he's built for, aside from, you know, writing an Andy Pettit's private...
The New York Post.
The New York Post and telling tall tales and defending daddy. But that's all right. It's Father's Day weekend, so defend daddy all...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.